views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
And filling in for Dr. Wallach today, we have Dr. Peter Glidden. Welcome to the show, Dr. Glidden.
Thanks so much, Doug. It's always a pleasure to be here filling in for my mentor and my hero, the unsung hero of holistic medicine, Dr. Joel Wallach. Hello, everybody. So happy to be here with you. As you may know, Dr. Wallach and myself are both naturopathic physicians. And if you're new to this radio show, you probably don't know what that means. And I wouldn't blame you because there are only, less than 3,000 licensed naturopathic physicians in the entire country. Now, to become a naturopathic doctor, you need to have 4 years of pre-med, 4 years of naturopathic medical education, about 1,000 hours of clinical supervision. You have to pass national boards, state boards, pursue 25 hours of continuing education credit, and be licensed to practice naturopathic medicine. Now, there are only five medical schools in North America right now that teach naturopathic medicine, and we're currently licensed in 15 or 16 states right now, only 16 states and, territories. I think we're also in Puerto Rico, license and regulate the practice of naturopathic medicine, and this is a travesty. This has happened because since 1920 in the United States, medical doctors, the MDs, who are better known as allopathic physicians, medical doctors or people, medical professionals with MD after their name, are trained and practice a certain type of medicine called allopathic medicine. That's one subset of medicine. But for the last 100 years, because of savvy political campaigns and money passing hands, we have been brainwashed as a culture into believing that medical doctors, MDs, own medicine, and that everybody else practices something which is alternative or inferior to the medical doctor as king. And this is a model which we have, it's a propaganda model, basically, which has been forced upon us by the American Medical Association. And quite frankly, the medicine that most people are aware of, the medicine that your insurance pays for, the medicine that's practiced in your hospital, is allopathic MD-directed pharmaceutical medicine. That's really the only type of medicine that you have any understanding or any type of awareness of at all. You don't really, it's hard enough to pronounce naturopathic medicine, let alone know what it is or what it does. And this is a problem because we don't have perspective as a culture on the types of medical care that are available to us, nor do we know the strengths and weaknesses of those types of medicine. Perfect example. Medical doctors are trained not in medicine, but in allopathic reductionistic pharmaceutical medicine. This means medical doctors are trained to give you drugs which suppress symptoms. Think about it. Dr. Wallach says this all the time. The only conditions that medical doctors can cure are infectious diseases. All other conditions, medical doctors manage. And they can't even cure heartburn. They manage it with antacids, high blood pressure, depression, insomnia, arthritis, fibromyalgia, thyroid problems, stomach problems, you name it. Medical doctors only manage the symptoms. This is because the type of medicine that they're taught only teaches them how to manage things. And because this is the only type of medicine that we're aware of, the only type of medicine that we've been taught about in school, the only type of medicine that our insurance pays for, and the only type of medicine that's available at our local hospital. This is all that we know. And so like lemmings following each other over the cliff to their doom, when we get sick, we hurry off to our allopathic reductionistic MD drug doctor because we don't know any better. And quite frankly, this is a problem because according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, the third leading cause of death in the United States, prescription medicine, and the leading cause of harm in the United States, guess what? MD-directed allopathic medical care. These people hurt or injure millions of us a year, and nobody bats an eyelash. Now, you think about it. Millions of people are hurt by medical treatments every year. Nobody goes to jail. There's no lawsuits. There's no front-page scandal. But if one naturopathic doctor, one chiropractor, one herbalist, or one acupuncturist gave one person a treatment that killed them, what do you think would happen? You know, we'd be pilloried in the town square. There'd be stonings at noon. This is what it's come to, because we have been on purpose, in my opinion, brainwashed by 100 years of propaganda supporting and propping up medical doctors. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, we have to give the devil his due. Allopathic reductionistic MD treatment is really good for certain things. Those things are surgery and trauma. That's it, an infectious disease. For most chronic conditions that most people visit the doctor for most of the time, their therapeutics do not deliver results, which leads to the ironic irony of ironies. The United States pays 2.5 times as much as every other industrialized nation in the world, and yet we are second from the bottom in the ability of our healthcare system to deliver results. Because since 1920 in the United States, we have exclusively leaned on MD-directed pharmaceutical medicine to our detriment. Good news, however, naturopathic therapeutics support and promote the healthy function of the human body and offer a way out of this nonsense. Looking forward to talking to you about the wonders of holistic medicine on the other side of the break. Dr. Peter Glidden, standing in for Dr. Joel Wallach. Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Glidden today, we do have open lines. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Or try us toll-free at 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Lines open, no waiting.
Hey, if you're like me, your life is hectic. You don't know where you're going to be next. Between kids and family and in-laws and work and traffic and everything else that's driving me crazy right now, my life is insane. I bet your life's insane as well. When do we have time to get every single nutrient we need to be healthy? When? Well, I've got a tip for you. Take a product called Pollen Burst. It's so simple, even I can do it. All you have to do is open the package, pour it in water, mix it up, and bam, you're ready to go. It tastes great. It's not one of those medicine-tasting things. It tastes great, low in calories, helps curb your appetite, gives you natural energy that doesn't let you crash, gives you your vitamins, minerals, nutrients, everything from the plant world. And I got to tell you, for a busy person like me or a busy person like you, we need simple, we need good. Pollen Burst is your answer. Tastes great. Try it, and you'll feel better.
Call your local Youngevity distributor to find out how Pollen Burst can make you feel better. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hello, Judy DeVilbiss here. If I could only afford to get one product out of everything, that product would be the Ultimate Classic. It has the vitamins, the minerals, the bioflavonoids. It even has grapeseed extract. The one product that would give you just about everything under the sun you would need for a perfect nutritional program would be the Ultimate Classic. By the way, people that are on the go, it's very, very hard to take the liquids with them when they go on their trip to get their supplements in every day. Well, you know something? You can use the Ultimate Daily Tablets and the Mineral Capsules. When I'm going on a trip, if I have enough room, I just take the two bottles with me. If not, just use a little baggie and take a couple of daily doses with you. It's very simple. It's very easy. There's no mess, no fuss, no refrigeration. Just take your capsules, take your tablets, and you're finished for the day.
To order these products, call your local Youngevity distributor today. And we are back on Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and filling in for Dr. Joel Wallach today, we do have a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Peter Glidden. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Glidden.
Hey, thanks a lot, Doug. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thought we might talk about this Fox News story that I came across today. A headline here, average child may get 7 radiation scans by age 18. And this is the largest study they've ever done on radiation scans in children. They say most of the scans involve the old school X-rays, but there is growing concern because of the growing use of CT scans, which put out a lot, I think it's like 8 times the amount of radiation that a normal X-ray puts out. They say 42% of the kids had at least one radiation procedure, and 25% had 2 or more during the 3-year study. And this did not include dental X-rays. They say more troubling, though, 8% of the children got at least one CT scan, 3% got 2 or more CT scans. They said this, most of the CT scans were of the variety for checking for head injuries. They say 1% of the children received 2 or more head CT scans. They say emergency rooms are using them, of course, to check for brain injuries and appendicitis. They go on to say that children's developing tissue is more sensitive to radiation, and their longer lifespan will allow more time for the risk to build up. Prior study actually estimated that the risk of fatal cancer from an abdominal CT scan was 8 times higher for an infant compared to a 50-year-old adult. So another thing that our medical system's doing to us, you know, they don't have any clue what this is going to, you know, do to a kid long term.
No, nor do they care. And this, you know, this speaks to a number of points, right? Number one is the reason that they're using so many CT scans right now is because medicine in the United States is profits-driven. It's not results-driven. Everybody really needs to get their heads out of the sand and understand this. Medicine is profits-driven in the United States. It is not results-driven. So here's the way that it goes. The hospital buys a CT machine. You know, I don't know how much they are. Let's make a number up. $5 million. They're expensive. So they have this big multi-million dollar machine in their facility. Now they have to pay for it. So what are they going to do? They're going to use it. They're going to recommend everybody that comes in, as many people as they can. You've got a pain in your toe, you're going to get a CT scan, right? You've got a pain in your mouth, you're going to get a CT scan. They do this for two reasons. Number one, they want to avoid lawsuits. So they want to make sure that they just check everything that they possibly can to make sure that they haven't missed anything and this is nonsense. You know, because old-fashioned medicine, just not even old-fashioned medicine, but prudent medical diagnosis has been thrown out the window. You know, instead of taking a case history, taking the time to do a physical exam, do some palpation, listen to the heart, poke around, ask the patient questions, they just march them right off to the radiation room in order to save time, make more money, and avoid lawsuits. And there ought to be a law, quite frankly. That's number one. Number two is, this is an indication, a perfect example of the philosophy that medical doctors bring to bear on the generation of illness in the first place. And nobody understands this because we haven't been taught this in school. Medical doctors practice a type of medical philosophy called reductionism. Naturopathic doctors practice holism, right? Acupuncturists, herbalists, chiropractors practice holism. This is different from reductionism. Medical doctors are reductionists, and that means that medical doctors are trained to look at the body as if it's an automobile, look at the body as if it's a machine made of parts. When somebody is sick, medical doctors take the body apart as much as they can to the smallest level that they're able to in the desperate hunt to find the one piece of the body that's out of whack. And then once they've found the piece of the body that's out of whack, they deliver a symptom suppressive medicine for that piece, right? So this is why x-rays and CT scans and all types of blood work are used all of the time in this desperate hunt by medical doctors to find the one piece of the body that's out of whack. And so, you know, this is why most people get one medicine for their heartburn, one medicine for their arthritis, one medicine for their insomnia, one medicine for their joint pain, and then one medicine to take care of the side effects of all those medicines. It's crazy. There ought to be a law. We need to put a stop to it. And that's what we're going to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of the break. What you can do today to optimize the function of the human body. Looking forward to talking to you on the other side of the break.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Glidden today, if you've ever had trouble getting into the show, today is your day, as we do have open lines. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080 or call us toll-free at 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Lines open. Good liver health is vital to your overall health. Did you know the liver is the largest gland in the body? Generating digestive enzymes, converting fat into fuel, controlling metabolism, regulating cholesterol in the blood, and neutralizing toxins and waste products. Decreased liver function can lead to debilitating diseases. Hepol, a proprietary blend exclusive to ProHoba International, can help support healthy liver function. Hepol is a blend of natural organic pollen extracts, including essential enzymes, botanical glutathione, which is considered to be one of the most powerful antioxidants for detoxifying free radicals and exogenous compounds, superoxide dismutase, and aloe vera, formulated to cleanse and support healthy liver function. If you'd like to have healthy liver function, call your local Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Did you know that vitamin D is a hormone? Your heart, bones, and immune system completely depend on it. But studies say that most Americans do not get enough vitamin D. More and more doctors are telling us we need a vitamin D supplement. Why? Between working indoors and using all that sunscreen, we don't get enough sunshine on our skin to trigger its production. So what do you do when you can't change your lifestyle? Sip of Sunshine to the Rescue, created by America's health diva, Suzanne Summers. Suzanne knows good health and believes she created just what the doctor ordered. Sip of Sunshine is a powerful and delicious strawberry lemonade drink that's better than any soft drink. It's got all the cofactors to bring vitamin D3 to every cell in your body. So refreshing, and no artificial sweeteners. Take a break. Relax away stress and aging with B vitamins and the body's most powerful antioxidant, SOD. Treat yourself today. Stand by, grab a pen and paper, and listen for your local number to order.
You've listened to physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard hundreds of people tell how Dr. Wallach and Youngevity products have changed their lives. If you're now convinced that Dr. Wallach is onto something and you want to try Youngevity's premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with a distributor that serves your local area. Simply call our special helpline voicemail at 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call right now and leave your name, telephone number, or email address, and we'll see to it that the right person contacts you shortly. Remember, the phone number, 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call now to change your life. That's 313-444-3463. We are back on Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. And if you've ever had trouble getting into the show and getting your questions answered, today is your day, as we do have open lines. Give us a call on the priority line at 831-685-1080 or toll free at 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. And welcome back to the show, Dr. Glidden.
Thanks so much, Doug. Always a pleasure to be here. Who's on the phone?
Well, let's head to Fayetteville, Arkansas, and Candace, you're on with Dr. Peter Glidden.
Hello, Candace.
Hello. I would like your comments, please, over the Christmas season. Now, I've had two very close friends, one diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and the other diagnosed with lupus, both in a lot of, muscle pain and aching and joints and so on. I know they're probably going to go traditional medicine, but I would like your comments because that's not what I do, and I would like to know what your comments are on those.
Okay, well, we eliminated those illnesses in the animal kingdom, 50 years ago. It's a travesty, really, that medical doctors, because they're trained in the reductionistic method, are completely unaware of the nutritional implications of most chronic illness. You know, it's kind of like if I was colorblind, I would not be a very good art critic, would I? Because I would be missing all of the colors, and I'd be throwing the baby out with the bathwater. All my critiques would be off base because I couldn't see certain things. But I didn't know that I couldn't see certain things, so you really couldn't blame me. But nonetheless, it's a problem because rheumatoid arthritis is a calcium and a mineral deficiency disease, and there's a tiny little organism called mycoplasma, which is an infectious bacteria which has taken up housing inside of the joint. Now, the joint capsule itself is a very difficult place to reach, kind of therapeutically. You know, there's not a whole lot of blood flow in there. And in order to get therapeutic agents in the joint capsule, you have to really load the tissue around them up so it perfuses across the membrane. So rheumatoid arthritis is a simple nutrient deficiency. The joint has run out of the raw material that it needs to keep itself healthy. And on top of that, there's a little bacteria that's taken up residence in there. So what we do is we provide the body with the raw materials that it needs to fix itself. In this case, we give the joints what they need to fix themselves, and we stimulate the immune system in order to increase something called macrophage response time so that the body can use its immune system to kill the mycoplasma, right? So, and if we do both of these back to back, in about 3 months, the rheumatoid arthritis is gone. Now, I met a woman at a longevity conference a few months ago. She had rheumatoid arthritis so bad that if she pointed her fingers at you, they were curled back pointing at her. I mean, that's how bad it was. She completely recovered, optimized her healthy function, and now she goes around the country lecturing and telling people the good word here. And she starts out the lectures by playing a keyboard. And then she shows the before picture of her deformed hands, and nobody can believe it. I'll tell you exactly what we're going to do to fix this on the other side of the break, and I will also tell you all about lupus. Very, very easy things to eliminate with clinically verified, safe, effective medical nutrition. Back with you on the other side of the break, Dr. Peter Glidden.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with our guest host today, Dr. Peter Glidden. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Glidden, give us a call on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Or try us toll-free at 888-379-2552. Lines open, no waiting. You've listened to physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard hundreds of people tell how Dr. Wallach and Longevity products have changed their lives. If you're now convinced that Dr. Wallach is onto something and you want to try Longevity's premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with a distributor that serves your local area. Simply call our special helpline voicemail at 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call right now and leave your name, telephone number, or email address, and we'll see to it that the right person contacts you shortly. Remember, the phone number, 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463.
Call now to change your life. That's 313-444-3463.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your longevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs, 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chew. And besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Back on Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with our guest host today, Dr. Peter Glidden. If you'd like to talk to the doctor, give us a call on our priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Or try us toll free at 888-379-2552. Lines open. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Glidden.
Thanks so much, Doug. I think we still have Candace hanging on who had questions about rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, Candace. Very, very good. So let me finish up with the rheumatoid arthritis, all right? So what we do here is really quite simple. So simple, in fact, that, you know, most people don't really want to pay that much attention to it until they have a friend or family member who has and has experienced a remarkable healing. So what we do for everybody is we provide everybody with the 91 essential nutrients appropriate for their body weight that their bodies need in order to maintain and regulate healthy function every day. It's a popular misconception that people can get all of the nutrition that their bodies need from food. You cannot do it. It's impossible. You could have a degree in organic, you could have a PhD in organic farming, own 100 acres in Switzerland, do a really good job at farming, eat from the four food groups every day, and you would still be nutritionally deficient. You cannot get all of the stuff that your body needs to keep itself healthy from food. You have to supplement. And if you don't supplement, you become deficient. And it's only a matter of time before the deficiencies catch up with you and something starts to break. And that's what's happened both with rheumatoid arthritis and with lupus. Rheumatoid arthritis, the person has run out of the raw materials that their joints need to be healthy. And then there's a little bacteria that's taken up housing in the joint space, and so here's what we do. For this person, if they're, let's say they're 200 pounds, I would give them two healthy start packs, two Youngevity healthy start packs. I would do two scoops of Beyond Tangy Tangerine powder in 16 ounces of water twice a day. I would do 1 ounce of the liquid calcium, that's the OsteoFX Plus, twice a day. I would give the second ounce right before bed. I would do 3 essential fatty acid fish oil capsules with lunch and 3 essential fatty acid fish oil capsules with dinner. I would give 16 glucogel a day. That's 16 glucogel a day. That's really going to get in there and help the joint to support and promote the healthy function of the joint. And the secret sauce here would be killer biotic. If a person's 200 pounds, between 150 and 200 pounds, I would give 3 of the killer biotic 3 times a day. If they do that, that's going to go a long way, if not all the way, towards supporting and promoting healthy function of the joint. And we've seen hundreds of people with rheumatoid arthritis. They no longer have rheumatoid arthritis. But because of the way that laws are set up in the United States, we are not able to say that we can cure it. So what do we say? We say that we provide therapeutics that support and promote healthy function of the joint, and that's exactly what we do. Now, lupus is a similar nutrient deficiency disease, right? Except this time, the center of gravity is not the joint, it's the gut. Lupus is an illness where the body has started to create antibodies against itself. Imagine that. The body is actually starting to attack and destroy its own natural healthy tissue. That's not good. Naturopathic doctors believe that the root cause of lupus goes back to the gut. So the lupus patient needs to be on the 91 essential nutrients appropriate for their body weight and avoid gluten. No gluten. No wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats, no oil, no fried food. 91 essential nutrients appropriate for their body weight. Life is good. Dr. Peter Glidden, give us a call, 888-379-2552. Dead doctors don't lie.
You've listened to physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard hundreds of people tell how Dr. Wallach and Youngevity products have changed their lives. If you're now convinced that Dr. Wallach is onto something and you want to try Youngevity's premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with a distributor that serves your local area. Simply call our special helpline voicemail at 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call right now and leave your name, telephone number, or email address, and we'll see to it that the right person contacts you shortly. Remember, the phone number, 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call now to change your life. That's 313-444-3463. 3463.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities. And we are back on Dead Doctors Don't Lie with your guest host today, Dr. Peter Glidden, filling in for Dr. Wallach. If you have a question for Dr. Glidden, we do have some open lines. Call us toll-free at 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Or try our priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Lines open, no waiting. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Glidden.
Thanks so much, Doug. Who's next?
Let's head to Westfield, Pennsylvania, and Edna, you're on with Dr. Peter Glidden.
Hello, Edna.
Hello, and thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I have some friends that he has diverticulitis. I think I said that right.
Yep.
And a hole in his intestines.
I hate it when that happens.
Well, I just don't know if he can even be healed.
Well, but how old is this guy?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I worked for the family. That's why I don't know his age. I'd say he's, maybe in his early 40s.
Okay, good. So here's one thing that I do know. You know, when I first graduated naturopathic medical school in 1991, I was optimistic about the body's ability to fix itself because, you know, you see a certain amount of remarkable turnarounds in people's health and life is good. But since I've been in the trenches of medicine now for over two decades, practicing naturopathic therapeutics as primary care medicine, and especially in the last 2 years, since I've been following Dr. Wallach's lead, using longevity products and Dr. Wallach's protocols exclusively, you wouldn't believe the conditions that I've seen people recover from. Sometimes I don't believe it. And so if I had to place my money, if I had to bet whether somebody was going to be able to recover from something or not, I would bet that they're going to be able to recover from it. But worst case scenario, you know, there is a point of no return with any set of symptoms. You know, there is a point at which the joint is not able to grow back. I haven't seen it yet, quite frankly, but, you know, if you put enough stress on any bone, no matter how healthy it is, it's going to break. So there is a point of no return. But worst case scenario, when this person re-nutrifies his system, cleans up his diet, takes all of the nutrition in an absorbable recipe that his body needs every day, and stops eating food that's gumming up the works, we are going to support and promote the healthy function of his body, and his body will heal itself to the degree that it is able to. And, you know, there's nothing to lose here. Now, there are, you know, medical doctors are good for surgery when they're not addicted to drugs, alcohol, or prescription medicine, as according to Harvard University, 55% of the time surgeons are. But listen, this is what MDs are good at. They're good at surgery. They're good at trauma care. They're good at infectious disease eradication. But that's it. So, you know, this person might need to have the hole in his intestinal tract stitched up. He might need to have the surrounding tissue removed and, you know, the intestinal tract patched surgically. That's okay. You know, sometimes we need to bring in the surgeon for that. But even if that's necessary, he needs good nutrition because that's what his intestinal tract needs to fix itself. Listen, if I'm building a new house and I've got the carpenters there and I've got the lumber there, but I don't have any nails, ain't nothing going to be built that day, right? And it's the same with the human body. The human body needs 91 essential nutrients every day, 91 essential nutrients. And we cannot get those from our food. It's impossible to get all 91 nutrients. This is why everybody's sick. This is why we die at 75 instead of 120. This is why the last 10 years of our lives are a revolving door to the emergency room and to the doctor's office. This is why first we need one knee operated on, and then the other knee operated on, and then the other knee operated on. I've had patients with five knee surgeries. They've only got two knees. Why is this? We don't have bad genes. We haven't been cursed by God. It's because we've bet on the wrong horse. Medical doctors, the people that we have entrusted our health to, are incapable of helping us to optimize our health. They're really good at managing disease and, you know, waiting for things to get worse and then giving us more disease management drugs. But they have no education, no schooling, and no clinical experience in nutrition. And since most chronic disease is caused by nutritional deficiencies, medical doctors are completely in the dark as to how to help their patients recover their health. Medical doctors do not practice health care. They practice disease management. you and this family and your friend and everybody in the whole community is nutrient deficient, and it is just a matter of time. Just a matter of time until those chickens come home to roost and something breaks. And it's just a tragedy. So listen, here's what I would give this gentleman. You want to write this down. I'm assuming, you, is he, what do you think?
I'm going to have him contact you as soon as I can get your information on
well, just have him. Just have him call this radio show. That's the best way to do it. Just have him call this radio show. It's free. We'll tell him exactly what to do. But there is hope. Listen, there is hope, because what we do is we provide the raw materials that the body needs to support, to fix itself. It's really that simple. And he doesn't have a bad gene, and he hasn't been cursed by God. He's been eating the wrong food because his medical doctor is ignorant about the clinical nutrition, and his body has run out of the raw materials that it needs to fix itself. So have him give us a call. We'll tell him exactly what to do, and we will help him to bounce back, because I, as God is my witness, you would not believe what I have seen people recover from. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, Edna, have him give us a call. Thank you so much.
I certainly will. Thank
for your
you.
Time. Very good. Who's next, Doug?
Well, let's head to Toronto, Canada, and Brenda, you're on with Dr. Peter Glidden.
Oh, Canada. Hello, Brenda, how are you?
I'm doing very good. It is snowy up here. Dr. Glidden, I've been diagnosed with Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I am, too, because I'm experiencing digestive problems, and I'm experiencing a swelling in my knuckles on every finger. I'm just severe dizziness sometimes that I can't even stand up, receding gums.
All right, now listen, is this a definitive diagnosis or is it presumptive?
This is actually done through extensive blood work.
Yeah, okay. All right, so for our listening audience, Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever is a tick-borne disease. It's similar to an illness called babesiosis, and it's also similar to a more famous disease called Lyme disease. I'm very familiar with this disease. What's happened is that you were. Do you remember being bit by a tick, or did you pull a tick off of you, or develop a bullseye rash?
I do not, but we do own a farm in Costa Rica, and we travel through the rainforest down there. So I'm not sure if it would be down there, or I have traveled in the woods and done a lot of hiking through British Columbia woods.
Okay, you're still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
but
good.
I do not remember anything like that.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, it's a very difficult, this disease, as well as all tick-borne diseases, is very difficult to diagnose with blood work. You can have a raging infection with all of the cardinal signs and symptoms of these illnesses and have blood work that's normal. You can also have blood work that's positive without any signs and symptoms at all, so it's a little bit of a tricky thing, but I'm going to tell you exactly how we're going to fix this when we come back on the other side of the break, so don't go away, Canada. I'm going to help you to fix it, and then I am going to tell you how to help your community recover their health, because everybody is suffering needlessly. Dr. Peter Glidden, standing in for Dr. Joel Wallach, Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Peter Glidden today, who's filling in for Dr. Wallach, give us a call on the priority line at 831-685-1080 or toll free at 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Lines open. It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day.
Ugh.
What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got 2?
Ugh. Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Longevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Longevity. To order, call your local Longevity distributor today.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss again. I almost forgot to talk to you about one of my very, very, very favorite products from Longevity Company. It's called OsteoMag. OsteoMag is a wonderful magnesium supplement. And you know, magnesium is so very important for so darn many things in your body, especially your heart. But it's also good with your calcium drink. It's just a yummy thing. It's a good thing to take. I take mine every night before bed. And it also gets all of your insides starting to move around. And, you know, the next day you get to eliminate it all. If you get my drift. If you want to go into real personal behavior, give us a call. Because we want to talk to you about those things. Because those things that are moving in there are one of the most important things in your life. Let's get it moving. Let's get it. Let's just get OsteoMag.
For more information on this product, call your local Longevity associate today. You've listened to physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard hundreds of people tell how Dr. Wallach and Longevity products have changed their lives. If you're now convinced that Dr. Wallach is onto something and you want to try Longevity's premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with a distributor that serves your local area. Simply call our special helpline voicemail at 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call right now and leave your name, telephone number, or email address, and we'll see to it that the right person contacts you shortly. Remember, the phone number, 313-444-3463. That's 313-444-3463. Call now to change your life. That's 313-444-3463. We are back on Dead Doctors Don't Lie with our guest host today, filling in for Dr. Wallach, Dr. Peter Glidden. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Glidden.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Do we still have Brenda hanging on from O, Canada?
Oh, you do, yes.
I love Canada. Canada's a great, great place. I really love that country very, very much. I only have fond memories of Canada. But enough about me. Now, listen, Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, receding gums and, you know, intermittent dizziness are not classical signs and symptoms of Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. And here's what happens often, right? Remember, medical doctors are trained in a reductionistic method. So they're going to pull the body apart and try to find one thing that's the problem. And in this case, you know, they think that maybe there was a bacterial infection or this little spirochete infection that was delivered to you by the tick. Well, maybe, maybe not. But even if there was, remember, holistic doctors look at the body as if it's an interconnected, a system of interconnected parts. So instead of just going crazy to try to isolate some antibacterial or antimicrobial medicine that's going to kill that little organism injected into your body by the tick, what we're going to do is we're going to say, oh, no, no, no. The entire system is being affected here. So what we're going to do is we're going to support the entire system's health. And because we think that maybe possibly, you know, there's a little infectious organism floating around in your blood, we're also going to give you herbs and minerals and vitamins that support and strengthen and optimize your immune system's function. And if we do that, yeah, it's going to be a home run. So here's what we do. We have to look at the whole system here. And instead of treating Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, we need to treat Brenda from Canada. And there's a big difference between the two. So here's what you want to do. How much do you weigh, Brenda, approximately?
I weigh 156.
And how tall are you?
5'7", and I'm 56 years old.
Okay, so here's what I would do. I would do, I'd do this for 3 months, like my life depended on it. I would get two healthy start packs. Two healthy start packs. And I would do two scoops of Beyond Tangy Tangerine powder in 16 ounces of water twice a day. Two scoops of Beyond Tangy Tangerine powder in 16 ounces of water twice a day. And you want to drink those slowly, each of those 16 ounces slowly over the course of an hour or 2 hours. There's also a white liquid that you'll get. It's called Osteo FX Plus. I'm going to have you do 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus 2 times a day with the second dose right before bed. And by right before bed, I mean right before bed. You know, take the dose, brush your teeth, get into bed just like that. 1 ounce twice a day. The third part of the Healthy Start Pack is a little fish oil capsule, and I'd like you to take 3 capsules with lunch and 3 capsules with dinner. Now, to optimize your immune function, we're going to do Ultimate Killer Biotic. This is a wonderful combination of herbs that are designed to both have antimicrobial properties, which means they'll actually kill things, kill nasty little critters roaming around in your blood, and they'll also stimulate your immune system, kind of like push-ups for your immune system. For 3 months, because we suspect, you know, an infectious organism here, at 150 pounds, I would recommend you do 3 killer biotics 3 times a day. 3 killer biotics 3 times a day. Now, the very last thing, selenium. You need selenium. I need selenium. Everybody needs selenium. If every woman in the United States took 200 micrograms of selenium, which is cheaper than dirt, because it's made from dirt, we would reduce the incidence of breast cancer by 82%. I want you to think about that. You need selenium? I would get 2 bottles of selenium a month. Take 2 capsules 3 times a day. If you do that and remove wheat, barley, rye, and oats from your diet, as well as fried food and all oil in a bottle, you're going to experience a remarkable improvement. It's going to be like watching ice melt in the springtime. Every 2-3 weeks, you should feel better. Give us a call back with a testimonial. Ladies and gentlemen, so happy to be with you, Dr. Peter Glidden. Check out my website, drglidden.com. That's drglidden.com. Thank you so much. Talk to you next time.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.